KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have partly cloudy skies here in Atlantic, 64 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy and breezy today with a slight chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 76. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Greenfield. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. Well, strong thunderstorm winds overturned a semi on Interstate 80 Monday afternoon in Cass County, causing the driver to be sent to the hospital for treatment of what were described as incapacitating injuries. The Iowa State Patrol says the 2015 Freightliner semi, driven by 56-year-old Leroy Galt of Bremer, Missouri, was traveling west on I-88 around 12:30 p.m. when the winds tossed his rig into the median. The rig landed on its driver's side near the 71-mile marker. A passing motorist helped Galt out of the semi. He was subsequently transported by Anita Fire and Rescue to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Interstate traffic was reduced to one lane for more than a couple of hours while crews worked to remove the semi from the accident scene. News time is 7:08.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
And the National Weather Service in Des Moines says preliminary storm surveys will take place today. Two teams will fan out to assess the damage occurring from Monday's severe storms and report on their findings. Their assessments will help to determine the type of weather event that occurred, such as a tornado or straight-line winds, hail and flooding, the duration and path. One of the teams will deploy from near Stewart to the Warren County line. The other team will cover an area between Story and Tama counties. The results and conclusions of the surveys will be completed and uploaded to the National Weather Service website later this afternoon or early this evening. Well, residents of Adair and the surrounding area begin their cleanup efforts today following yesterday's storm that left a trail of destruction that began about 3 miles west of town. Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Director Bob Kemp was asking people to stay away from the city of Adair on Monday due to the damage that resulted from hail, fierce winds, and heavy rain that hammered the area late Monday morning.
I know that I observed personally outside the window of my pickup ping pong to egg-sized hail.
And he said the hail was big and coming down hard. Kemp says the damage in Adair was extensive.
Lots of hail damage, lots of wind damage. We've got power lines down, poles.
Light poles are down as well, he said. And if you live in Adair and you need help cleaning up, you're asked to call the City Hall at 641-742-3751. Likewise, if you'd like to help with the cleanup process, call the Adair City Hall at the number I just mentioned. Evidence of the storm was visible west of town along Interstate 80, where, as I mentioned at the top of the newscast, a semi was blown into the median near the 71-mile marker. In Adair, massive trees blocked roads, leaves were shredded, and littered nearly every single street. Even the fire station got hit. Adair Fire and Rescue Chief Jordan Smith told KJAN News there was significant damage, including shattered windows, paint stripped from siding, and numerous power poles toppled in the community.
Shortly after the storm went through, we did have a 911 call, a person trapped in a car from the tree limb that fell on top of it. Power lines were entangled in that mess, so we had to wait a good probably hour and a half or an hour anyway for Alliant to get there to take down the lines so we can go in and extricate this victim. We were in touch with him the whole time. He was talking. Really no injuries to speak of.
Man was said to have been from Rockwell City. There was extensive crop damage from the hail, heavy rain, and wind. Crops west of Adair were left bent and twisted in some locations to completely shredded and left with no more than stubble elsewhere. Water gushed down through the fields and out of normally dry creeks into the nearest gully or ditch. just south of the Jesse James train robbery marker along White Pole Road, southwest of Adair. Water roared across Afton Road, which was just east of White Pole Road, near the railroad tracks. Construction signs and cones were tossed about on Interstate 80, waiting for some tricking driving until the crews could put them back into place. And Iowa Governor Terry Branstad Monday issued a disaster, or rather a proclamation of disaster emergency for five counties in response to the ongoing flooding and severe weather that took place that beginning on June the 26th. Locally, Adair and Guthrie counties are included in the proclamation, which allows state resources to be utilized to respond to and recover from the effects of the storms. In addition, the proclamation activates the Iowa Individual Assistance Program, or IAP, for Adair and Guthrie counties. That provides grants of up to $5,000 for households with incomes of up to 200% of the federal poverty level, or a maximum annual income of $39,580 for a family of three. The grants are available for home or car repairs, replacement of clothing or food, and for the expense of temporary housing. If you'd like more information, go to the same story on our website at kjan.com. Look for the news tab and scroll down. News time is 7:13.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
In the funeral announcements, Mildred Jacobson, age 81, of Fontenelle, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mildred Jacobson will be this morning at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Mary Butler, age 95, of Panora, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mary Butler will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Darlene Grainer, age 92, of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Darlene Grainer will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Haven Hegner Pedersen, Sr., age 72, of Des Moines, died Friday. Memorial services for Haven Pedersen, Sr., will be held today at 1:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Lois Allen, age 92, who's formerly of Oakland, died Saturday in Missouri. Funeral services for Lois Allen will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Hans Nielsen, age 84, of Harlan, died Saturday. Funeral services for Hans Nielsen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alan Tickner, age 97, of Anita, died Thursday. Funeral services for Alan Tickner will be held this coming Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Mickey Jameson, age 61, of Fontenelle, died Monday in Winterset. Memorial services for Mickey Jameson will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Robert Lawson, age 92, of Dexter, died Sunday. Funeral services for Robert Lawson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Paul Peterson, age 56, of Exira, died Sunday in Omaha. Funeral services for Paul Peterson will be this Thursday at 10:30 at the Fellowship of Faith Church near Oakland. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Ruth Waters, age 85, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Mass of Christian burial service for Ruth Waters will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Frederick Fritz Simpson, age 86, formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Fritz Simpson will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Julie Ann Gray, age 41, of Omaha, died Friday. Funeral services for Julie Gray will be Thursday at 2:30 at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dorothy Schroeder, age 83, of Griswold and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. No services for Dorothy Schroeder are planned, but a visitation with her family will be held from 4 until 7 p.m. on Saturday at the Griswold Community Center. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Robert Eucken, age 86 of Atlantic and formerly of Cumberland, died Saturday. Memorial services for Bob Eucken will be on July the 7th at 11 a.m. at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.